Aloha and welcome to Spiritually Wealthy. Today I'm talking about my new series, Spiritual Health and Wellness series, and we're going to be going over neurological issues and brain fog. And joining me today is my good friend and colleague, Gerilyn St. Joseph. Hello, how are you?
Aloha. I'm doing quite well, thanks to you.
Okay, great. And so I'm going to start off pretty quickly by just talking about, we've been colleagues for a long time. We've both been in the industry for 30 some years. And so I think this is going to make for a little bit of a different take on the healing technique and what we're talking about as far as the health and healing aspect, just on things that me and you have learned. And we have a different image, or not image, but perception of health and healing, just because we've both been in it for so long. And so the first thing I want to talk about is when you decided to do the technique with me. I know you were like, do it on me. Let's see what we can do. What prompted you to want to try it, and kind of what health issues were you struggling with? But yeah, what prompted you to be like, I want to try?
Well, I wanted to try it because you were having such great success, and I wanted to feel what you were doing. Mm-hmm. And I trust you. I don't let too many people work on me because I'm so sensitive to energy. I have to be really, really careful with that. So trusting you was number one. Seeing how excited you were about it was number two. And number three, I had a client who I was going to have to make a trip for. And I was right on the edge of either canceling it or being able to go. But I would have to drive. I think it was like a 6-hour drive.
Yeah.
And my health issues were that when I was 19, a drunk driver hit my car head on. I suffered a lot of damage, but to me, the worst part of it was the neurological damage. I had all kinds of other physical things, but I can deal with that. Not being able to use my brain effectively, it has been very difficult. And it got worse in 2016 because of a situation that I was in. It became like a lot worse. And that's when I started seeing a neurologist, 2016, 2017 for chronic cluster migraines. And I could not focus. I couldn't. I think a big part of it was my perception was different. So when I was reading things, I wasn't actually seeing. It wasn't processing going into my brain. I wasn't always seeing what was actually there in front of me.
Okay.
Which is it was just a weird thing. And I did get a lot of help from the neurologist, but I was not allowed to drive more than 2.5 to 3 hours a day, which as someone who has driven across the entire United States several times, that was horrible for me.
Yeah.
It has been horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're very independent. You drive a lot. You don't like to be restricted, especially when you're feeling like with health issues, because that's kind of gets scary, you know? So what did you do for this, you know, neurological stuff, the brain fog and all that, the focusing? How did you try to manage that?
I have a neurologist.
Right.
I'm on a couple different medications, which before I hit 40, it was like I did not like any type of medication, except for when I was actually in the accident. Once I started to recover from that, I don't like taking medicine.
Right.
Put it that
way. Yeah.
So having to go on medication in order to kind of help my brain function was difficult. And we did get it down a little bit.
Yeah.
The migraines and things like that, the migraines specifically, believe it or not, I got COVID.
Yes.
And that helped minimize it. Don't know why.
No.
But it helped a lot. But since then, they started coming back. It started getting where I was having 2 to 3 migraines a week again, the last couple of months, probably due to stress.
Mm-hmm.
So then when you said that you were doing this, I was like, yes, I'm going to jump on that and let you experiment on me.
Well, and it seemed like it was, yeah, it affected your life like on the daily too. Like it, you seem like you were always trying to plan, like just with most chronic health issues, we kind of plan our lives around it. Just like with me being very vocal about the hypoglycemia, a lot of my day was planned around making sure my blood sugar didn't drop, which was crazy.
Yeah. And see, the thing with mine is I never knew. So I have games on my phone that I play to make sure my perception isn't off.
Oh, so that's how you.
Because if my perception isn't off, is off, then I cannot drive.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't realize how bad I am until I get in the car and I go down to the stop sign and I'm like, I can't do this. And I just back the car up, park it, and I come right back home because it could be treacherous.
Right. Yeah. Well, because you said you can drift and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like on the road.
Yes. Which,
safety is scary. Yeah.
Right.
So what did you think of the first session? Not like after, but like going into it. And as we were doing the session, kind of what were you thinking about it? Because what I've been talking to everybody about is it's kind of hard to explain. So I keep doing the podcast just with everybody's different perceptions and sort of what happened. And how did you feel about the first session? Like, what did you think?
Going into it, like you said, it was hard for you to explain. I kind of got an image of it from you as to what it might feel like. It did feel a little bit different than that. It was almost like you could feel the blocks being put into place and being balanced in your energy. And then it was like click. And then you're like, oh, we're finished. And I was like, oh, I could feel that.
Well, and your version of it is really interesting because you are, well, you got that whole psychic thing going on, number one. But you are so in tuned energetically, and you do some energetic work. So you could really feel, where a lot of people don't notice. And it was kind of interesting after we talked that later, like the next day, you had told me you felt the click and everything. And I hadn't really mentioned that to you yet. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool to see your perception and mine, because I know that on my end, I can feel, like you said, the straightening of the energy and like the, what people call a chiropractic adjustment. I can feel that alignment happening until I get that click. And then we are done. You were really very perceptive of that without me telling you, because people just think that, I don't know what they think I'm doing, but they're like, you talk
to me. Oh, really? Back. We're done? What?
Yeah, because they don't know, because there is a series of questions. And like I've said on the other stuff, we go into a deep dive. There's a deep series of questions. We went through it with you as well. And sometimes they're like, I don't know what I thought that had to do with anything. Like, they're like, I have no idea why you would ask me these questions, but you clearly seemed very focused on, you knew what you were doing. So yeah. Did that seem that way to you too?
Kind of. I know that you always know what
you're doing. Oh, yeah. Okay. You're different.
We've worked together before. So it's like, it was a natural. And plus, I think one of the positive things is having worked with you and listening to you and being friends with you, I know that I can trust you with my life, basically, because you are a person of high integrity. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do it with you, because I feel like if you're going to be messing around with my energy, it's got to be somebody that I trust.
Right. And I've actually had other clients say this that we're not colleagues, but us being in the industry, we understand how actually important that really is, because there is no regulation in the industry typically. So you do have to be, anybody can just say they're doing, you know, psychic work or energy work. And there's no way to regulate that. So,
yeah. And you could have the placebo effect.
Right.
If somebody believes it's going to work, then it works. Which, the placebo effect, nothing against it. If that works for you, then it works for you. But being able to feel you moving stuff around, and it was really interesting because I felt most of it was in my solar plexus area, which is your balance. You know, it's your solar plexus chakra. It's yellow, and that's part of your balance. You're dealing with the inside and the outside world.
Which is really funny because you've never told me that before. And that's exactly where I'm working. Mm-hmm. So that is literally the exact spot. And that's funny. Nobody else would probably find that funny, but I do. So after the session, what happened after the session? How did you kind of feel? Like the next day or whatever?
The next day, I think.
You took a little bit of time to process. Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely processed for a while. I feel like I'm still processing because it was a very big thing. And we're going back most of my life in this lifetime. Also, so people know what I'm dealing with. I'm also dealing with the death of my father, who I was very close with.
Oh, recent.
2 weeks before we did the session.
Yes.
So up until that point, I had my little breakdowns here and there. But I didn't really fully feel everything that I was going through or recognize what I was feeling. And then afterwards, I felt more.
Right.
I also felt, I describe energy in very specific ways. So to me, my energy felt more solid and thicker.
Yes.
Which doesn't mean I'm not in the flow. I still feel like I'm in the flow, but it feels like I'm more
whole.
Pronounced.
Yeah.
Like whole, yes.
Yeah.
But almost, I had called you and said, I feel like I'm more mature.
Yes.
Which is weird. I almost feel like you put into place pieces that have been off center for so long, I forgot that they were there.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That absolutely happened to me too. And like other people that I've been working on, it's weird. And I just talked to somebody else about this. It's like, you don't realize that you're not feeling whole or solid or that the pieces are off until they're aligned. And once they're aligned, you're like, oh, wait a minute. That's how I'm supposed to feel. And I like this so much better. This is amazing. And so how fast do you feel? Because you drove shortly after and said that you could tell pretty quickly the focusing part and whatever. How fast did it?
I think we did it on a Wednesday and I drove like on Sunday.
Okay.
So when I drove Sunday, I woke up like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, got on the road really early. I did stop and, I was more than halfway there when I stopped. Now, mind you, my usual wake up time is like 10:45, 11 o'clock in the morning because I don't go to bed till like 2. So leaving that early, I was exhausted. But even being tired, I still was very comfortable driving. Like I didn't have any near misses. This makes it sound terrible. People are probably going to be like, you should be on the road. But I made sure that I was cognizant enough to be on the road. I made sure that I was safe. I would never do anything that would put other people in jeopardy because I know what that feels like. So, but I was driving, then I started feeling tired. And generally, even when I drive cross country, whatever, when I start feeling tired, I look for a place to rest.
Right.
So I stopped at this rest stop. Got a quick bite to eat, which sometimes rejuvenates me. This time did not. And I'm like, I told everybody, I'm going to close my eyes for like 15, 20 minutes. And then I'll be back on the road. I'll let you know when I'm back on the road. Out for an hour. Absolutely, completely out. When I woke up, I thought I had just closed my eyes, but I felt well rested.
Right.
And I was like, how could, and I was in the middle of a busy,
area, like a rest stop.
Rest stop. Yeah. I was surrounded by trucks and like all these people all around me.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the fact it's like, I don't know, 80 degrees outside, muggy, and my windows are cracked.
You're like, lucky people weren't knocking on the window. Like, are you?
Yeah. Like, are you alive? Yeah. So it was great. I felt totally refreshed, finished my ride. And the big thing was that since I have gotten worse over the years,
right,
anytime I would do something like that, I have to build in recovery time for myself.
Okay.
So driving like that is going to take, like I did that on Sunday. Monday, I would not be functional. Tuesday, I would be able to work or something like that. I definitely would not be able to leave again until Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
I got there Sunday. I was functional Sunday for the rest of the day. I got there fairly early.
Mm-hmm.
Functional for the rest of the day. Went to bed at a reasonable hour. I did take a short nap. But then, like, I was fine. I didn't need the recovery time.
Right.
And even when I came home, I didn't need the recovery time, which is me in a dark room with my eyes closed. That's recovery time for me.
Well, and that kind of, which leads into how has your life changed in a sense? Because again, we plan things around stuff. And I know that you were talking about your focus and how much that shifted from doing this technique. So would you say that was kind of your biggest, thing that has affected your life? Well, the driving, clearly.
But I mean, that all has to do with focus too.
Yeah.
So one of the things I just realized as I'm talking to you is part of the chronic cluster migraines that didn't go away completely is I feel like I have an ice pick going through my left eye. That is usually fairly consistent.
Okay.
If my eyes are open, especially after I've worked on the computer for like 10, 15 minutes, I am in pain.
Oh.
Which makes me, you know, depending on what else is going on that day, less and less that I want to be on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've had that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's the cluster headache.
Oh, yeah. We never really talked about that either.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that. But you don't realize something is gone until it's gone. You know, and you're like, oh, wait a second. I'm not in pain. I'm not going like this every 5 minutes. And
right. So that's really good. What do you think your biggest surprise has been from doing it?
Probably the emotions.
Okay.
That I feel, I don't want to say more emotional, but I'm feeling emotions that I tend to suppress.
Okay.
And that I'm dealing with those emotions instead of just like putting them aside because I can't deal with it because I'm dealing with all this physical stuff on this side. So it's opened up time and energy for me to be able to focus on other things and resolve other things.
Okay.
It's like a domino effect.
Yeah.
Because my eye isn't hurting and I'm not getting a migraine or a cluster migraine every day.
Right.
Now it's like, okay, so now I can work on the computer. How long could I work on the computer? Well, before I would do about 45 minutes, I have to walk away. I have to close my eyes. Da, da, da.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I worked on the corner on the computer 3 or 4 hours yesterday.
Yeah.
And I got a lot done and I got to focus and write everything down. And I just ticked everything off, which I would have days like that before, but not sequential days.
And not consistently.
Yes.
Yeah. And so one of the other questions before we kind of talk about this, because I think it'd be good to talk about a little bit more in detail, is were you happy you had it done and would you recommend it to others?
I am ecstatic that you did that for me. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it because I really, really needed this right now. And I absolutely would recommend it to everybody.
Oh, good. So I, just because I think that we need to talk a little bit more about this, and I'm curious too. One of the things that I've noticed as I've been working on people that have had like injuries, like actual like car accident or motorcycle accident. And again, I'm not claiming anything for anybody or anything because, and I say this every single time because I'm not claiming anything. I'm just open to people coming to me and seeing what can we do? How's your body going to respond? What's going to be different for you after it? That's really my area. You know, I'm noticing though that, and we talked about this with yours, that when you have an accident and you have an injury, a lot of times there's stuff going on in your energy prior to that. Then the accident of whatever that happens with those people becomes a primary focus. And then it's almost like our brain and our cognitive stuff is like, oh, okay, this makes sense of why I'm having the migraines. This makes sense to why I'm having this jab in the eye or whatever, or brain fog, because I had this accident. And so we kind of almost are looking for a different type of fix. You know, we're looking for the doctors to help us, any type of possibly surgery, medication, things like that, that we would naturally gravitate towards because of an accident. But energetically, when I look at it, that's not where the main root started. But then when the accident happens, it's like an amplification, and then our focus gets redirected towards the accident. How do you feel about that part that we worked through? Because a lot of it, you felt that's when a lot of that happened, is with the accident. And that's what a lot of the doctors had told you. But we did work on some stuff that, and we talked about this, that actually was happening prior to that. And then the refocus becomes the accident. What's your opinion on that? What do you think?
I feel like that's a very astute observation.
Mm-hmm.
And being a practitioner, mm-hmm. I feel that everything starts in the energetic first.
Right.
So for me, that was like, I mean, that was really in a time in my life where I was going into my second year of college. I had my first real boyfriend who didn't treat me very well. And I had all this other stuff going on that I was trying to sort out. And then I had the accident. It completely changed my life. It could have destroyed my life completely. Right. But after sitting with it, I was like, absolutely not. Like, I'm supposed to be in a wheelchair. Absolutely not. And there are certain things that you can heal for yourself.
Right.
This is one of the things that I find really interesting is, like, I healed my spine myself. I have x-rays from when, right after the accident, where I was bone on bone. And then I have x-rays from a couple years later where my back was healthier than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had worked on it, really worked on it for like a year to build that back up. I wasn't supposed to be able to have kids. I did have a child. I mean, my uterus wasn't happy afterward, but I still had a kid. So a lot of things that the doctors told me, I said absolutely not to. However, since that day, September 13th, 1987,
wow,
almost every day of my life, for 9 straight years, I had a headache.
Mm-hmm.
And then for all the years after that, just about every day, I probably could tell you, except for right after I had COVID, how many days, like on one hand in 30 years, how many days I did not have a headache.
Wow.
So it's a huge, huge difference not to feel that
right
weight on my head.
Right.
But that, for whatever reason, my brain stuff, as much as I try to heal myself,
that was where you were stuck.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's good you cleared up the other stuff too. But as we've been talking, like, I just feel like we're human, you know, mm-hmm. and even if you're in the healing industry as a practitioner or psychic or whatever, we have pretty good knowledge, but we are human. And it's hard to see some of that stuff. And especially because this technique does involve some ancestral patterns and whatnot. Mm-hmm. An ancestral energy and family energy that has to be aligned to help you align. And that was mind boggling to me. That was, mm-hmm. That's been very shocking for me how much, and I think I did this on another podcast, but I was like, if I would have told myself that that involved health and healing of the body, I'm not sure I would have believed myself, but since I'm experiencing it, it's crazy how much that affects the energetic body, which then in turn affects the physical body. It's sort of nuts.
Yeah. And what's really crazy is you don't know how, really, exactly right. how it's going to affect it. So because I don't have the headache here, I'm feeling a lot of the other aches and pains that I ignore generally.
Right.
So now I'm starting to work on, like, how do I alleviate that? But it's nowhere near as bad as my head was. So it's like peeling an onion.
Well, and I tell people, it's like, the way I see it is, it's like, and I tell everybody, and I'm sure we talked about this, we are moving Mount Everest, and then there's going to be molehills after that. Yeah. There's going to be, and that's why we do follow-ups, or I do a follow-up as well, is because then if anybody wants to address the molehills, however, people are so dang excited that Mount Everest has moved, they're like, oh, I can handle this, or I can figure this out, or... Mm-hmm. And did it bring clarity kind of to your own health that maybe you weren't noticing before? Because that's another thing people are really, they're like, I can't unsee things now. I have information about my own energetic body now that I can't never unsee. So that's helpful because it's given me these tools to move forward. Do you feel like?
I think for me, a lot of it was kind of like background noise.
Mm-hmm.
And just needed to be brought to the forefront. Right. Like, you know, you need to look at this.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Because I know that was my issue is like putting things aside and not taking care of me and that type of thing.
Well, and another thing before we get to the end is I thought it'd be interesting to have a conversation of, we have been in the industry a very, very long time. We mm-hmm. both have known healers. I've never been very impressed with mm-hmm. people in the healing industry. Not that they weren't even good people. I might've liked them great, but just the results. And so, and I've talked about this on another podcast. So it was never an area of interest to me. I wasn't like heading that direction because it just seemed like you know, you have the Reiki healers and all that, but I never would see these long-term results, these really good results. Do you know anybody? Like,
I know a couple people who work at a different level,
mm-hmm.
like Shaman Christopher. You met him in Hawaii.
Right.
He's in Canada now.
Yeah.
He worked on me and did some things that were pretty amazing. Like when I was going through my breakup,
mm-hmm.
Where some of the things that he did that definitely got rid of it for long term, but it's a different kind of a process.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I work with him, it's like amazing. And he developed a type of healing also that he was calling infinite heart healing, but you need at least 2 to 3 practitioners to be able to do it.
Mm.
And what you're doing seems to be much more streamlined.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's why it works better. Like with, I work with several different practitioners who have been outstanding, like getting rid of my period cramps or
mm-hmm.
helping me with something. But I think to do something that's this deep,
yeah,
to be streamlined is like huge.
Right.
Because when you're like, when it's, I don't even know how, I think this would work for just about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas most of the other types of healing that I've seen, you kind of have to really be in alignment with that specific type of healing.
Okay.
So to me, we're all working with the same energy. You just work with it a little bit differently. Like people are trained in different things.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's all the same energy that you're working with. So what you're doing is you're going in and you're pulling the weed out by the roots.
Right.
So it doesn't grow back. Whereas most of the time you're either stomping the weed or like cutting off the top, but you're not getting down deep enough to really pull the whole thing out. And when you are, a lot of times people don't accept that type of healing because of the way it works. It feels uncomfortable afterwards.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that maybe some of the other people who do this with you are going to go through, where they're going to fight back and forth. This feels uncomfortable because I'm used to being out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to just allow yourself to be in balance.
Right. And the weird thing is, because we go so deep so quickly, and that's why everybody's like, this is like a lifetime of stuff in one session. Mm-hmm. We go so deep so quickly, and there's patterns that emerge that I can see immediately. It can get uncomfortable. You're visiting some areas potentially that might, it's a deep dive, and I've talked about this on other stuff. For the most part, everybody's actually received it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And they've changed their perspective, and then they can't unsee what they see. There's been very, very few cases, but I imagine that it will happen time and time again, where they are trying to really close that door in a way that they're not. And the weird thing is, all you have to do is open the door for a minute, you know, you open the door and then the energy comes in and then it can dissipate. But they're so scared to open the door, like it's a Pandora's box or something, that they can't, they just really are just terrified to deep dive into that area. Like I said, most people have been very open. And I'm by most, I would say 95%, because mm-hmm. they're at their wit's end and they just want to feel better, you know, but there will be people that I've noticed, a couple of them that just, they're scared. And it's sad in a sense on my end, because I know if they just opened it a little bit, it's not going to be near as bad. It's going to be like ripping off a Band-Aid. It's not going to be near as bad as they think, but it's going to be temporary. Because those are, you know, even though you took several days to process, I don't know. I don't feel like it's not worth doing. If you, you know, people think.
Yeah, well, and taking time to process doesn't mean that it didn't work right away. It just means that in order to really set it in my mind more than my energetic, that I had to allow it to percolate. And I think part of it was like very vivid dreams afterwards, having just noticing experiences in a different way, and just trying to,
I call it reframing when we reframe it. That's a good way. And that's what I've noticing. So when people, they take time to reframe, and I like that you brought that up, because also with people's energy, when we balance, there's patterns and habits that we've developed that keep our energy imbalanced. And so what you're talking about is once we balance, you notice the patterns, and then now you have to retrain your brain and your habits to not go back to that place. And so there's some shifting that needs to happen. So I think that that's really good. Anything else that you would like to add? Or
just that, even though this is not for physical healing necessarily, like you're not a doctor and thus and so, energetically, when we can shift our energy and shift in such a way as to make our energetic healthier, give ourselves more balance, it gives us more peace. Yes. And it allows us to face the world as a full, whole being instead of the off-balance mess that we were before.
I mean, it's so weird, but I can't express that enough, because I know you've said it a couple times and I've said it a couple times, but it's so weird that you'd feel that different as far as the whole being. And it's hard to explain to somebody again, because I didn't realize that's how I was operating before. So I really didn't. I would have thought that was my normal. And when I realized,
what's your normal? Normal doesn't mean healthy. We got to remember that.
True. So I thought that that was my normal, and it was my normal. But when I realized what my normal could be, I was like, dude, I will throw that normal out all day long. That like is not, I don't want that normal. That normal doesn't feel good. And it's so weird. It's kind of like when you're dealing with that energetic stuff for so long, and most people have been dealing with energetic imbalance for easily in teens, 20s, even beforehand. Just when you think about how used to that you are, you just really don't know what it's like to not be in that space until you're not. And then it's like, whoa, this is how it could have been this whole time. This is crazy. Like, it's amazing. But all right. Thank you very much. I'm just going to let everybody know that if they do want to schedule a session, I don't have the website up quite yet, but you can go to keystothespiritworld.com, and or you can email me at jennifer@keystothespiritworld.com. We are working on the healing website. It will be up on Keys to the Spirit World as soon as it's up. But you can email me otherwise. And also don't forget to like, subscribe, comment. I try to comment back as much as I can. And until next time, thank you. Have the most amazing day. Aloha. Bye.
Mahalo.